This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Just having a little sip of tea. Somehow I got hooked on, and I did this by accident, Diet Iced Tea Peach Flavor. I grabbed it out of the fridge one day, and I don't like tea. I normally stay away from tea, and I took a drink, and I didn't immediately spit it out. I'm like, oh, that's not too bad. So now I'm, having like one of those a day. In case you want to know about my summertime beverage consumption, Todd often asked, so I thought I'd give him the answer. Ladies and gentlemen, Manny, I know you're concerned too. It was an ill-timed sip, as a matter of fact. We have more answers on Donald Trump than we have time for today, but that was a fun hour. I really thoroughly enjoyed every single minute of that. And I was about to read the email before we went to the break from Bill. And he said quite succinctly, Trump is not politically correct and is including God in our future. So he gave me two reasons. Isn't politically correct? That's why I like him. He is including God in our future. That's why I like him. And that's why I think North Dakotans would get that more than most. And one pushback related to my comments on Jeff Sessions from another listener. Guys, right now Jeff Sessions epitomizes the wimpy no-fight appeasers, which are today's GOP. All right, so you see it as a... In other words, not so much about Jeff Sessions, anything else, just that... That's why we like Trump. He's not afraid to take on people that are wimpy. South Dakota listener, President Trump has put God, family, and honor in the White House. Here's something I'll tell you, folks. Not everybody, but a large share of the media class, they're not picking, you know, a church service on Sunday. Right? They have other things that are much more important than that. And I do think that's why North Dakota is second only to West Virginia and some of these states. You see through a lot of that other stuff because you see somebody you believe is where they need to be. And he wasn't always there. So I think that's pretty cool, too. Anyway, long way of saying thank you. I appreciate all the comments and the feedback, and we'll keep that going. But I think we can provide useful counsel for the rest of the country on that point. Two other things that are happening in the way of breaking news. One involved our next guest and one does not. So I'll mention this first. Ralph Erickson is a federal judge in North Dakota. I believe he was appointed by George W. Bush to his current post. He is up for a promotion, and there is a hearing that is happening at this hour on that particular nomination, which is happened pretty darn quick. You know, you never necessarily know when these things are going to go, but he has been nominated for a post. The U.S. Circuit, as a judge, which would be a nice little promotion for him. Okay, man, nice thing is he stays in North Dakota and still is on the 8th Circuit. So anyway, that's happening right now. As we speak, the Senate Judiciary Committee, Charles Grassley presiding at this very hour. They'll have a hearing. I'm not sure when they say, yep, let's vote, or if that's happening today or what, but we'll keep you posted on that. The other bit of breaking news that I want to share with you today does relate to our next guest, so let me introduce him, Morton County Commissioner Cody Schultz. Cody, how are you?
Doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on the program. We asked Cody to come on and talk about how Morton County is doing 1 year later. from the start of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Obviously, much of that was starting to heat up about now and into summer and went well into 2017. But wanted a bit of an update because Morton County was certainly at the epicenter of that. So and look back, but also look ahead and how this is taken from there. I have contended for some time that what happened here is simply a blueprint to be used here again and other places to shut down energy projects, right? In my mind, this was never about clean water. This wasn't about some, you know, overzealous environmental extremists. This was a proving ground to dust out with some huge backing, huge, to try some things. And many of them worked, sadly. I mean, this pipeline was delayed. There was great damage. There's been reputational damage done to Morton County, to law enforcement, to all kinds of things. It worked. So how do you prevent it from ever happening again? Well, this is new, and I apologize, Cody. You probably haven't seen this because it literally is just breaking this morning. Two women have claimed responsibility for doing significant damage to the Dakota Access Pipeline in Iowa. And, of course, these incidents happened in Iowa, they happened in South Dakota, they happened in North Dakota. Nothing like what happened in full scale in North Dakota, but these two particular incidents that they're claiming responsibility for happened last fall, late fall, in November. And they put out a statement, and they're boasting about this. Here's what they say. The Dakota Access Pipeline is an issue that affects this entire nation and the people that are subject to its rule. With DAPL, we have seen incredible issues regarding the rule of law, indigenous sovereignty, land seizures, state-sanctioned brutality. I'm sure Cody will want to respond to that because, of course, a lot of that's been laid on Morton County, as well as corporate protections and pardons for their wrongdoings. Again, I'm reading from two protesters taking responsibility for their actions. To all those that continue to be subjected to the government's injustices, we humbly stand with you. And we ask now that you stand with us. Federal courts gave corporations permission to lie and withhold information from the public, resulting in a complete media blackout. So after recently being called by The Intercept, an independent media outlet, that term is used loosely, regarding illegal surveillance by the Dakota Access Pipeline and their goons, we viewed this as an opportunity to encourage public discourse surrounding nonviolent direct action, as well as exposing the inadequacies of the government and the corporations they protect. So, let me translate two things here, folks, in my view of what they're saying. They want more of this, and they're saying their actions are nonviolent. Now, let me describe what they believe are peaceful, nonviolent actions in their own words. On election night 2016, we began our peaceful direct action campaign to a Dakota Access construction site and burned at least five pieces of heavy machinery in Buena Vista County, Iowa. They're proud of this, folks. They're bragging about this. Peaceful direct action. Yes, here's what we did. Details regarding this action are attached to the statement below. This was information which was not shared with the public. We recognize that our action wasn't much, but we at least stopped construction for a day at that particular site. We then began to research the tools necessary to pierce through 5/8-inch steel, the material used for this pipeline. In March, we began to apply this self-gathered information. We began in Mahaska County, Iowa, using cutting torches to pierce through exposed empty steel valves, successfully delaying completion of the pipeline for weeks. After the success of this peaceful action, we began to use this tactic up and down the pipeline throughout Iowa, part of South Dakota, moving from valve to valve until running out of supplies and continuing to stop the completion of this project. And they go on to list, you know, hey, the kind of things they bought, how they figured out this all worked, we got to do more of this. They're bragging about it, calling it peaceful, asking for more of it. So here is a very long way of asking you a question, Cody. I mean, if this is the kind of opponent we have to energy infrastructure in this country, this battle isn't over, is it?
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8 month period. But that concern is shared nationwide for the reasons that you explained. To a certain extent, the anonymous funding and social media has made this the ability of these individuals to raise money and take these I can't call them peaceful direct actions, because no dictionary I've ever seen would explain what you read on that paper as peaceful. But yeah, the unfortunate thing is, I think certain tactics and strategies that were solidified during the protest in Martin County are going to become kind of standard operating procedure to the energy infrastructure movement. That's unfortunate. It really is. And it's dangerous.
It really is. This is what requires all of us to be very vigilant with all of this. Hang tight, Cody. More on the other side of the break. Martin County Commissioner Cody Schultz with us today on What's On Your Mind. Bottom of the hour, an update on the drought situation and some relief. Stay tuned.
Spas and pool tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest we have to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals, a lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklitz of Pecklitz Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklitz Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For a businessman sprayer, I could point you to one right now. Look no further than High Plains Apache. They have 2 North Dakota locations, 1 in South Dakota, and they are home to that Apache sprayer. HighPlainsApache.com. If you want to take a little browse through their inventory, they have used inventory as well. They also have that ETA Center with 50,000 parts. most likely, if you need it, they've got it. Otherwise, you don't need it. Because it is, can you imagine that? 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the works at High Plains Apache. If you take I-29 south out of Fargo, at exit 60, you'll find Frontier. They're right there. They're also across the road from Bonanza in Mandan. And online at highplainsapache.com. More with Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, with us on What's on Your Mind. I read another part of this crazy statement from these two women taking responsibility for what they did to the Dakota Access Pipeline. Quote, "We then returned to arsony as a tactic. Using tires and gasoline-soaked rags, we burn multiple valve sites, their electrical units, as well as additional heavy equipment located on DAPL easements throughout Iowa, further halting construction. Gasoline-soaked rags, you know, burned up electrical units, multiple valve sites. You know, this is privately owned property that they are bragging about destroying. It is anarchy. Are we equipped, both here in North Dakota, you know, this case is in Iowa, where they've admitted this, and I assume we'll go to court soon. There's some cases in South Dakota. Are the courts equipped to deal with this? Do they have the tools from the legislature to, I mean, somebody like that, that is bragging about doing this and saying, I want to do it again, belongs behind bars, in my mind, until you're 100% convinced they're not going to do it again. Are the courts handling this okay, Cody?
Well, they're operating within the confines of the tools they have. I know this last legislative session here in North Dakota, there were a few laws that were passed that were basically a direct effect of the protest itself. I will say the one area that wasn't addressed that disappointed me a little bit was trespass law. Trespass law in North Dakota is very difficult to prosecute. The standard is incredibly high. And hey, I'm a sportsman myself. I know that I hunt, I fish, and I know there's kind of a disconnect or a little bit of pushback between some of the farm organizations and the sporting organizations. But my hope is that we can come to a reasonable compromise on cleaning up or strengthening some of the trespass laws, because that's the one area I think of weakness that would help if there was a replay of this event in North Dakota.
One texter says, and the local judges let the protesters go. I know I've heard about that from time to time from folks, so they're a little frustrated to see that happening. I don't know what the percentage is, and I don't expect you to have that on the top of your head, but, I mean, have the majority of people that have been charged actually received a due and just punishment? Has this been a case of judges going soft or needing more tools and doing everything they can? What's your take on sort of the outcome of these cases?
Well, Scott, most of them are actually still working their way through the court system. I know that there have been a number of individuals that have taken guilty pleas, some that have went to jury, and that's been a mixed bag. There's been a number of convictions, but there have been a few dismissals and not guilty findings by the jury. So, in essence, in that particular case, we just have to operate within the laws and the confines as they are. But I know it really is taxing our county state's attorney's office, and that the number of cases that they have to prosecute at this point is unprecedented in Morton County, and I think any county in the state. So from my perspective, the one thing that I'm focusing on more than the outcome is just to make sure that the state's attorneys have the resources, both financial and human resources, they need to prosecute these to the best of their ability.
Dexter says, Scott, isn't the main reason these protesters claim to be protesters claim to be concerned the environment? Those tactics don't sound environmentally beneficial. That wouldn't be the first time there's been a little hypocrisy involved. What about, going forward, for the citizens of Morton County, for all of us as North Dakotans, what should be our top-of-mind awareness related to this kind of activity happening again? What do you want people to know in that sense?
Well, I guess I think of that in two forms, Scott. Number one is, on the front end, I think that we just have to have a realization, like we talked about earlier, that this is going to be a new normal. So we have to prepare for it. We also, one thing that we've done after the fact is everyone involved in the response here has gone through an after action progress meeting. There'll be an after action report put out that identifies the areas that we can do things better. We have to learn from what's happened and then prepare for these new strategies and tactics. That's number one. But beyond that, and one thing that we're trying to focus on as much as we can is, you know, remembering this without reliving it. We've got a lot of honest-to-God issues going on in the state right now from droughts and fires and other things like that that we have to focus on. So we have to make sure that, you know, our thought process and our resources are put in the right direction. But the biggest thing I can say is both from an information perspective, we saw, I think the two key things that we saw that were different than ever were the use of social media and then what I'd call traditional media picking up a lot of those things without verifying it, fake news, if you will, and countering that to make sure that you have an infrastructure, a public information infrastructure ready to go. And then make sure you have those relationships built with other counties, cities, and state governments so that we can respond to these things collectively, make sure. And we were so lucky that we had counties and the state government and cities as well that came to our aid because we couldn't have responded by ourselves. So those are the big takeaway lessons. Just be ready.
Can you properly get to the bottom of what happened, how it happened, who funded it, you know, basically set the record straight, if you will, without reliving it? I mean, you know, because I get your balance there. I hear what you're saying. You want to remember it. You want to learn from it. You want to prepare for the next one. But you don't want to sort of have it consume you 24/7 because there's other things to do. But we have more to do. Yeah. Do we not?
Oh, absolutely. I agree. You know, the first thing is what we talked about before. And the word comes back to accountability. So there's the legal accountability, which is these things are making their way through court on the criminal side as well as some civil areas. But then there's the moral accountability, if you will. And those are the kind of things, that we're trying to the best of our ability and resources, look at. Who funded this? And that's part of it, but the bigger thing is the information. How can we possibly, if this were to happen again, head off some of the misinformation and use media and social media to get out the truth and these kind of actions? But from the accountability perspective, Scott, I think that we're focused more on the legal than anything else at this point.
A texter says, I have a question. How does the state not seize all the unused supplies from protest warehouse left behind? I was at an auction Saturday. There were tables and tables full of brand new merchandise, buddy heaters to clothes, you name it. They're selling for pennies on the dollar. Mostly corporate sponsors sent this, and storage facility is getting all the proceeds. Any idea how the county or the state could get a hold of that?
That's interesting. I don't, Scott. I'm not sure on that. I do know that, you know, when the cleanup happens, obviously there's the jurisdictional boundary. The Cannonball River cuts Morton County to Sioux County, and a lot of the things that were on the south side were, and even in the main camp, were given to the Standing Rock Housing Authority, and the hope was that they could use
it. It sounds like this stuff was put in a storage facility and then unclaimed. Interesting stuff. Cody, always appreciate your insight analysis. Great leadership for Morton County. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
The short-term success of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are a reason for new legislation in Congress. Congressman Kevin Cramer updates us on that on the next Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There are companies and states looking at what happened in North Dakota very closely and what continues to happen. And we're passing two bills this week on the floor, one to modify how the certification process of liquid pipelines across the U.S.-Canadian border, as per the Keystone XL experience, and other pipeline bills as it relates to natural gas pipelines across the country in the permitting process. And so we're doing all we can to sort of remove the federal barriers, but this legal battle and the PR battle is much easier to demagogue than it is to explain. And so it's important that all forms of media be employed by proponents as well as the eco-terrorists.
More facts on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us today. Keep listening for more of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project right here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Next time you flip on a light switch, do me this one little favor and think about where that power came from. And the reliability and how much you rely on it when it's there. Think about if it was 20 below outside, you flip the switch on, there was nothing there. And now you're in a cold home. That wouldn't be good, would it? Or the air conditioning wasn't on and you got a hot North Dakota day. Just think about those things. It'll motivate you to want to be part of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. To stand up with our friends in the lignite industry. Great jobs in North Dakota, great part of the economy, and some of the cleanest air on the planet right here. We've got it. One of only, what is it, seven states that meet all the guidelines, the entire state of the United States of America? SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. And there's a couple places there where you can get involved. Let your elected leaders know exactly what is on your mind. All right. So we're going to talk. We've been trying to do everything we can to make sure in the middle of a very difficult situation with the drought, you can't make it rain. You pray for rain, but you can't make it rain. And even now they tell me if we had nice, steady rain rest of the year, you know, a lot of this is too far gone already. I'm still praying for rain. But, you know, that's not the answer anymore, all the answer. There's other things that need to happen. And I heard about a story where a farmer up in Grand Forks, Paul Sproul, had some CRP acreage, and he actively sought out somebody in the West to say, it's yours. You know, you can hang it free, you know, donate it, not going to charge you anything. And then found others, same thing, said, let's just donate it. I saw a post on a Facebook page from a woman who was talking about just, you know, how normally it's so difficult to get answers and how things kind of came together good on this one. I said, I love this story. I want to hear more about it and get an update on how this effort is coming up to match up CRP acreage in the East with folks that need hay in the West. So going to do that in just a moment. Before I do that and introduce our guest, Chris in Watford City has been waiting to weigh in here for a bit and has something on his mind. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, by the way, fantastic show. I missed the first part and doggone it, I'll have to listen to it tonight. So thank you very much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
The judge hearing the case to remove our sheriff in McKenzie County issued a finding to drop all charges and immediately reinstate. Now it's a recommendation that has to go to the governor, and the governor has to make a decision. But I just wanted to give you an update that you know, a long process is finally coming to an end.
When did that happen? I missed that. Did it just recently happen, the decision?
yeah, it's an exciting turnabout. The people that are close to it that have been locally, you know, knocking on doors and asking that people get involved found out this morning. And there's going to be a lot of news coming out of McKenzie County in the next couple of days. And so, yeah, I'm not an official representative in any way, shape, or form. I've just been working for this end. So get with the AG's office or the sheriff's office.
That whole thing has been a very sad chapter.
Oh, it has.
And you're either on one side or the other. I saw enough early on that made me legitimately question some of the decisions of the sheriff and his management style. I think he believes he's been a victim. But obviously that's why you have a process. That's why you have courts. That's why you have a governor getting involved. So it'll be interesting to see how that ultimately is.
Preponderance of the evidence, right?
Yeah, look at the facts.
There you go. So
definitely look at the facts. Absolutely.
Keep up the good fight, brother. We'll watch for the official reports, but I just wanted to get out there. And I do love your show. I'm looking forward to hearing it tonight.
I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Always welcome your feedback, questions, and comments. Josie Vetter Johnson is here. And hello, Josie. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Tell folks about yourself.
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom of four children, and my husband works at local power plant in Beulah, and we run cattle. And with this drought coming up, we're thinking, how are we going to get hay to feed our cows? And it started out with just, we're going to find hay to feed our cows, and it turned into a 10,000-bale drive for Western North Dakota.
I love it. And, you know, we've said a couple times on this air, on the air here, just what do we need? What would satisfy the need? How, you know, what is it? Obviously, everybody says rain, but okay, well, let's deal. You want to get your arms around something. So I love the fact that you just said, you know, 10,000 bales, let's go to work. How's it going?
Well, you know, Grand Forks has been getting rain, and they need to dry out a little bit where we need the rain. But otherwise, it is going good. We've had a couple businesses step out, donate some fuel. They have donated some net wrap. We've had a lot of farmers in the Grand Forks area come forward and say, here's our CRP, cut it. And they've been signing it over, and I have only two crews up there cutting right now. We need any kind of help, more CRP to cut. Actual bales that can come into the area. We need truckers to truck it in. I do have some truckers lined up that are willing to do it for just the cost of fuel. We have to pay a little bit more, but anything and everything we will take.
You told a really neat story on Facebook about how you were running into some bureaucracy at the FSA office up in Grand Forks. In fact, you put in caps. They were horrible to work with. How did that all get resolved?
Well, I put a call into Kevin Kramer's office, and Kevin Kramer himself called the Grand Forks County FSA office and took care of it all. And what the problem was, they were not aware of any drought program of them being able to donate CRP, because it was so local and confined, not every FSA office has been educated on the program. And then Kevin Kramer also called the individual ranchers that have donated the CRP to us and thanked him personally. And these people don't even know me. They don't know the people where this hay is going to be going to, but they are coming out and helping and donating and doing their part.
I really love that. And you talked about the help with the truckers, too, and the restrictions being lifted from the...
Yes, the governor lifted the weight restrictions, the time on the road, also for ranchers that, like, you can only truck within so many miles of your farm. That has been lifted. I know Trent Lewis has been working down in Nebraska, and he got that governor to lift restrictions and lift some of the bureaucracy or the rules and the laws going on down there. So anything like that helps.
Yeah, that's really neat. It is, that's great, especially when you're just on pins and needles to get this addressed. I think that's fantastic. So nice to see, some bureaucracy being busted through there for sure. Right now, today, is there more need for hay than there are people willing to donate their CRP acres? I mean, how's it coming as far as getting closer to your 10,000 bales?
Well, I bet I take between about 30 phone calls and messages a day from three states of people needing hay. We have way more need than we have donations coming in. I had to put a hold on the list because it is just, I bet 50,000 bales and we would still need. The 10,000 is just a drop in the bucket compared to what people need. I take so many phone calls for I need help, and I can't reach them all. We need pay. We need donations coming in. And I said, I'll donate anything on my ranch. I'll open up my shop. I'll feed the truckers. I'll pack them lunches. We just, Western North Dakota needs something to feed their animals to get them through the winter. Even if it's not that good of quality, there are ways we can substitute distiller and other feeds to get them that quality that they need and the nutrition that they need. We just need that filler to help them cattle feel full.
All right, before we finish with Josie, we're going to give you a telephone number so you can contact her and answer that question. But I just want to run through again what you need. So you obviously you need hay, and you mentioned even if it's not the best quality, you'll take it. You're still looking for CRP acreage as well? Okay, and then you would have, and then crews ultimately to take that hay out, right?
Yes, and Farm Rescue has contacted me. They're that's still in the works about them going out and actually doing some CRP haying and to get it over in the area. So I just need the land. I got the workers. I got the volunteers. We got the equipment. We need the CRP land.
Sounds good. How many farmers did Paul Sproul end up connecting with you folks? Because I know that was kind of a growing number that we're coming up to, that more and more were doing exactly what he was doing and donating their CRP acreage. How many farmers did we end up with in the valley?
You know, I don't even have a number, and Paul had to leave for California for a family loss, and I haven't been able to contact him. I was going to touch base with him today, but we have filled out a lot of FSA forms and had to refax them in. Like, Paul's been our contact in that area, getting the ranchers and the farmers signing up, and we've been covering it in this area of receiving, and I know he has a lot of commitment of ranchers that have stepped up. But the issue there again, you know, we could have 3,000 acres, but we can only cut half. And so you're looking at 1,500.
Wow. All right. Anything else you want folks to know?
No, any help, anything would be greatly appreciated, especially, you know, Montana now is facing these fires and tremendous amount of loss going on there, and we need to just step up and help each other through this and the stress people are under, and, you know, we got to be there. We got to be the neighbors we all need to be and help each other through.
Amen. Best number to get a hold of you, Josie?
My cell phone number, we're up at the state fair today. My kids are involved in 4-H, and they will be showing cattle. So you can stop on by the fair barn under Johnson Cattle Ranch, or my cell phone number is 701-891-9865. And my home phone number, which I will be home probably about Thursday, Friday, is 701-873-4927.
And I'll repeat those numbers after the break. Thanks, Josie. Take care. We'll see you at the fair.
Yes, thank you.
All right, tell the kids good luck. All right. All right, more coming up, folks. Last segment next on What's On Your Mind. Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406- 250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party, and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Time for the Delta One call does it all, call of the day. We pick a call every show and highlight it, say way to go, celebrate a great call, a great comment, and it's brought to you by our friends at Delta. If you're in the oil business and you would like quick service, a strike-fast kind of team, you want the Delta folks on your side. They are set up to just move fast. A lot of other companies are layered and their procurement chain is stifled, and they actually end up supplying a lot of their competitors to ensure the, you know, commitment to their client's success. I mean, they realize, hey, these guys are that good. That's the folks at Delta and what they do. And one call does it all. You can call Eric at 406-250-8151 and consider it done. Online at deltaconstructors.net. Great buzz going in the oil field from these folks doing the job. Turnkey Well Site Solutions. 406-250-8151. 8151. Okay, here's that call from yesterday's program that wins the prize. Mark, go ahead. What's on your mind?
So many of our high school graduates and even collegiate graduates are financially illiterate. I don't understand why there's not a prerequisite for graduation of taking a financial management class in the midst of all these student loans and a $20 trillion national debt and all the complications that come with financial sustenance and then buying a house. We don't really know much.
Appreciate that. That's the Delta One call does it all call of the day. And a good comment. That was in the context of what are you most concerned about for the future? What do you get up every day worried about? And I forgot I didn't tell you a winner. And we had a winner actually that came in with a comment on Friday's program. And it was a text. And it was from a Baxter, Minnesota resident that is in the middle of the oil patch. I think he said working in Tioga for a major oil company. And said, every morning, I'm here in North Dakota working. I wake up wondering what the oil market is going to do. Is the market going to go up? Is it going to give us more space to do stuff? Or are we going to have to cut back more on what we can do? So what it really comes down to is wondering what the future holds for the oil company I work for, good or bad, because that affects Brandon. There's somebody from Minnesota that says, I'm going to North Dakota for a great job, but my life depends on, that job depends on, where that oil price is at. By the way, it's up a little after some signals out of OPEC here recently, but it goes up, it goes down. What I love about that call and the reason that caller has a free MyPillow delivery from me, remember that was the prize, and I hope has some time to take a little break and come to the North Dakota State Fair where I can personally deliver it tomorrow, Thursday or Friday, is everything we do on this show, we want to contribute in some way to what concerns you, and certainly your future, jobs, what's available to me, understanding the industries that make the economy of North Dakota go, what makes us, what drives us every day to make sure we're meeting that need. So you have the information you need to know how your industry is doing and where it's going and what that ultimately means in the way of a future job prospects for you. I like it. Christian in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning, good sir.
Hello.
I'm slightly disgruntled this morning.
Why is that?
I believe that's a proper word. Well, I've learned that if you discharge a weapon in the defense of your life within the city limits of Fargo, that you will be charged with a felony.
Well, I would assume that means somebody didn't believe it was a self-defense. Yeah, right? So there was a...
Not as it was explained to me, because my dogs were attacked last night by two pit bulls. And I asked the animal control officer if I was licensed to carry and had discharged the weapon in defense of my dogs and shot the other dogs. She'd said that would have been automatically charged with a felony for discharging the weapon within the city limits. So you can't even have a target range in your garage.
That seems like a misreading of the law. Christian, I'm going to put you on hold so we get your information. I'm running up against the end of the hour. But I'd like to dig into that a little bit, because I think just the fact that that's now probably going to have people thinking, should I or shouldn't I? You're in that situation. To me, you err on the side of defending your life. But give the information to Manny, if you would, and we'll get back to you and follow up on that, okay? Speaking of which, a text here from another listener concerned about a situation, I was recently told the state is making little towns take down their welcome to our town signs. Wilton had a nice sign on the north end of town. They had it taken down to paint, and the mayor was told they needed to remove the sign because of the beautification of North Dakota law. What the heck is more beautiful than small town North Dakota? I recently read a post that sounds like it has some of the same political BS. Will you please check into this? Absolutely. We'll check into it. By the way, the state's now complaining about the sign and the flag that the American Legion put up on the south side of town. I wonder, under the same thing or what? Make any sense at all? I don't know. Got to dig into that and find out what the scoop is there. See you at the State Fair tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. Don't forget, we're there with the show on the Dakota Flickertail stage, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday it'll actually be under the big white tent for the 811 call before you dig day. Okay. And Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the Dakota Flicker Tail stage, after the show, we're doing an after the show show. Ag issues, including a cloud seeding debate here, at least in North Dakota Farm Bureau, tomorrow, 11:30, we'll start that right after the show. Energy, what's in it for you, Thursday, lots of freebies, including what's on your mind hats, and Friday on UAS and drone. Can't beat that, can you? I should say not. Looking forward to it. PetroServe USA among our fine sponsors today. Thank you. Thank them. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
What does it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.